Stephen Colbert calls Kimberly Guilfoyle a vengeful banshee. Suggests Don Jr. was on cocaine during RNC speech. By Ben Q on August 25, 2020. CBS's left-wing host of The Late Show Stephen Colbert attacked Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle following the first night of the Republican National Convention, suggesting Trump Jr. had snorted cocaine and smearing Guilfoyle as a vengeful banshee. Next stop on the love train was Trump Jr. girlfriend and the vengeful banshee who will haunt your dreams, Kimberly Guilfoyle, who screamed this message of hope, said Colbert. When it came to the president's agenda, she had some very nuanced screams. Colbert then played a clip of Guilfoyle, who passionately delivered her RNC speech. Is the loud lady gone? I'm scared, Colbert said, hiding from the camera. This is the first time in my life I've had to turn down the volume on C-SPAN. God, I'm glad we already had our kids because I think I was too close to the TV. I might have been sterilized by that. Watch below. Colbert went on to suggest that Don Jr. was high on cocaine after some viewers took to social media and posted about how they noticed his sweaty face and bloodshot eyes. It was his keynote address, in that he looked like he had snorted a key, Colbert quipped. So before I tell you what he said, can we zoom in on Jr.'s sweaty face and wet, bloodshot eyes? Either he's high or that's what happens when you live in the splash zone of screaming Guilfoyle, he added. Just bring a poncho. Colbert will give his leftist takes on the RNC every night this week. Having last week conducted live shows and virtual interviews from the Democratic National Convention, DNC, in Milwaukee. Earlier this month, Colbert returned to the stage at the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York for the first time since the coronavirus pandemic, although there is still no live audience attending the shows. Follow Ben Q on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at q@breitbart.com.